There was a curious person in heaven, and he approached St. Peter and asked, "Are there any Jewish people in heaven?" The reply from Peter said, "No." "Then I suppose there would be a lot of Christians in heaven." "Not even one Christian in heaven," was the reply from Peter. "Then I am sure there should be a lot of Catholics in heaven." Then the Peter replied, "No, not even one Catholic here in heaven." Then Peter went on to say, "Heaven is not meant for any particular group of people. Here in heaven, there is no distinction between Jew, Christian, and Catholic. All are welcome to heaven." This nails down to the core message of today's readings. In the first reading today, we heard from the prophet Isaiah that my house is a house of prayer for all people, and all the foreigners are welcome to my house. If only you remember, in the Old Testament background, the Jewish people thought the salvation was only for them. No one else can be redeemed. At that point, God is trying to reveal through the prophets, saying that salvation is for all, as long as they're able to come into God's house. And in the second reading today, St. Paul saying that to the Romans, "I am the Gentile and trying to reach out to the Gentiles and telling them that you're all welcome into God's house. Even if you have sinned and gone away, God's mercy comes to you, and through the mercy of God, you will be taken into God's kingdom." Dear friends, in the gospel today, we also hear about a pagan, the Canaanite woman, who really expressed a great faith. Jesus himself says, "A woman of great faith, your faith is so great." If only you remember the last week's gospel, where to St. Peter, Jesus said, "O man of little faith." Why? Peter has been with Jesus all the time, and he is trying to be closer and closer to Jesus, but yet Jesus said, "You man of little faith." Because when he was walking on the water and he focused on Jesus first, as long as he focused on Jesus, he was fine walking on water. When he looked around and focused himself on the storm, then he was sinking. That is why he said, "Man of little faith." But here, the woman, the Canaanite woman, is said, a woman of great faith, for the reason she did not give in herself, even though Jesus was silent. Jesus did not answer her when she requested, "Son of David, have pity on me." He has no answer. But still, there was rejection by silence, but still she persisted. And finally, Jesus said, "Your faith has really brought to you the reward that your daughter is well. Whatever you wish, that can be done." Dear friends, today I would like you to reflect with me on the four characteristics of the Canaanite woman in the gospel. The first one is, she is a woman of love. In the sense, she made the misery of her own child as her own. And that is why, because of her great love for her child, and she was able to approach Jesus and ask him time and again for the healing of her daughter. And this is a reflection of God's love for you and for me, because we are his children, and God is always has got a great love, as a mother has got a great love for her child. And the second, she was a woman of great faith. She called Jesus Son of David, have pity on me in the beginning. And slowly our faith in Jesus has grown. At the end, she said, Lord, help me. She did not come to see that I can pray something and I will get it. She only came there looking that Jesus can do some wonder for her. She looked at Jesus as a magician who can do some wonder. That's why she came to him in the beginning. Then slowly she changed her tone and saying, Lord, help me. Then why did Jesus call the Canaanite woman a woman of great faith? Because she withstood all the pressures and continued not giving up her faith. Even though disciples said, go away, and still she persisted on that. That is why Jesus said, you woman of great faith. And the third is, she is a woman of great courage. In the Jewish custom, no woman can really publicly go to a rabbi and speak. But whereas she is a Gentile woman, that she was able to approach a rabbi, that is Jesus, that would demean the prestige of a rabbi. That is the reason the disciples were trying to tell Jesus to dismiss her. But the woman crossed every cultural line to achieve her aim. Her aim is to get her daughter to be healed from the sickness. And finally, she was rewarded the wish. Dear friends, when we come to the prayer to Jesus, and at times our prayer may not be answered right away, do we give up on that? Or do we continue to pray? Maybe in our previous efforts, whatever the prayer that we have prayed to God, there would not have been a result. It takes courage for us to approach God again and again. And we need to remember that the delay in answer to our prayer is not a denial of our request. It will come in God's time. If only you and I have the trust in God, He will certainly grant all that we need in His time. Like the Canaanite woman, if only you and I can persist in our prayer. And the fourth is, she is a woman of a determined persistence. She was undiscourageable. The woman came to Jesus because He is the only hope for her. It is not one of the many, but He is the only hope. That is why she would not be ready to take no from Him. And that is the reason, even though Jesus was silent, there was a rejection and almost shame, but still she continued to keep focus on asking Him, and finally Jesus granted her wish. Dear friends, this is what the gospel is asking you and me, inviting us to have a strong and firm and persistent type of faith in Jesus. And let us own these qualities of the Canaanite woman so that you and I can have a great focus in prayer. And like the Canaanite woman, we live by faith. With faith, we can turn the disadvantages into a direction, an obstacle into an opportunity, and a trial into a testimony. So let us ask the Eucharistic Lord to send the Holy Spirit, that even in the midst of challenges, that we may focus on our faith and trust in Him, so that you and I can witness to His kingdom, that we be the true disciples of His kingdom.